Open Windows, July the 31st. Christ, the power of God. Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Romans 5:18. The whole subject of spiritual power is most important. So many Christians find themselves involved in a continual struggle to live up to what they know to be God's standard. For them, Christianity is a matter of life composed of various rules and regulations. They know what ought to be and what ought not to be, and they therefore struggle to attain to this level of living. Their consciences play a large part in this constant effort, and for this reason they suffer many fears and fail to experience the promised joys. Life for them has become a strenuous business, fraught with much disappointment and many failures. They may from time to time have a sense of attainment and success, with much resultant gladness, but with fluctuating emotions of the soul. Things seem to collapse and go all wrong. So it is that people find the Christian life burdensome. They long to know real victory, true deliverance, and the joy of the Lord, whereas they experience the ups and downs of a constant struggle. The Christian life depicted in the New Testament seems so different from their actual experience that the devil is never slow to pounce in with his suggestions that a life of constant victory is quite impossible, so that all their hopes are but unreal dreams. Satan wants God's people to despair of knowing God's power. But there is an altogether different life. Different because it is based on entering into something already completed in Christ. Not something to be attained to, but rather that which has already been accomplished. It is not a standard to be lived up to, but a person to be lived with. It is impossible to measure the vast difference between these two kinds of lives. The former is one of self-effort and defeat, while the other consists of enjoying the reality of Christ, the power of God.